the complete works of William Shakespeare, as told by... Tonight's episode, Romeo and Juliet. Never was a story of more woe than this of Juliet and her Romeo. It's a pair of star-crossed lovers who were from feuding families. Romeo's from a Montague and Juliet's a Capulet. They fall in love, and because their families are feuding, they really can't be together, but they decide to marry in secret. Friar agrees to do it because he's hoping to, put to peace the feud, because he recognizes that Romeo's got some little wandering eye and quickly fell out of love of Rosaline for Juliet, and so he agrees to marry him for not great reasons, in my opinion. More political than true love. Anyway, they get married, and Romeo kills Juliet's hot-blooded cousin Tybalt, who wants to pick a fight because he's all about the feud. And Romeo's banished, and Juliet's distraught, and the friar comes up with a plan where Juliet will fake her own death and run off with Romeo. But unfortunately, Romeo only gets the news that Juliet is dead and doesn't actually know it's a plot to get her to him. And so he goes to her tomb, kills the guy who's been romancing Juliet by the name of Paris, goes in, finds Juliet dead, and drinks the poison that he bought, because he wants to be with his dead now wife. Juliet awakens, finds him dead, decides that she's going to kill herself. There's no blood, or there's no poison left, so she takes his dagger and kills herself. The two families come back and realize that, their kids are dead, they should really put their feud aside, and the prince, says the basic thing, that there's never been more tale of more woe than Juliet and her Romeo. It's a story that I think everybody studies in high school or elementary school or middle school or whatever, and it's one of those plays that is offered up on the altar of academia to get kids interested in Shakespeare, to appreciate Shakespeare. Which is a shame, because what they should really do is they should have you appreciate the art to appreciate the art, rather than sort of sacrificing it. Because, I got to Romeo and Juliet and was like, ugh, Romeo and Juliet. Like, I haven't read this so many times. Like, I haven't done this. It drives me nuts. Which is a shame, because it's, obviously a well-told story. Maybe it's a well-told story. I don't know. But it's been told so many times, and you hear it so many times. It's the go-to play when sitcoms need their characters to do a Shakespearean drama in whatever facet that the plot calls for. And it's just, wherefore art thou, Romeo, and, all that jazz. Basically, my big problem with the play overall, though, is that Romeo is just such a wuss and such a, he's got a wandering eye and he falls so quickly out of love and falls in love with Juliet, and I just don't like the guy. Juliet I do like. I think she's pretty strong as a character. I think she's a pretty strong girl, and as I recall from high school or elementary school or middle school, wherever the heck we studied it, other critics or artists have looked at the plot line and written what if scenarios in what if the plot had worked, and I think there's a poem or some play or something that somebody wrote. It's been a long time since I was in school studying that, but that there's one artist who postulated that if they had made it to Mantua, that Romeo would have gotten Juliet pregnant, but still had a wandering eye and was probably sleeping with the serving wench at the local tavern. Which is probably true, because Romeo falls so quickly and in and out of love and is so fickle that, it doesn't surprise me. I think one of the reasons that the high schools or elementary schools or middle schools or wherever the heck they study it these days, study it for the kids, is that it's really about that innocence, quote-unquote, innocent first true love, that sense of love that is undying and, that death cannot part them and all that kind of stuff. And I guess my concern with the play as a whole is that it's really more of a passion than a love, and that, love is hard and it's too easy. They kill each other so that they can be together, blah, blah. I don't know. It's just, it underwhelms me on the whole true love storyline. So anyway, Romeo and Juliet, not my favorite play. Yada, 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 blah, blah, blah. This may be just the cold medication talking, because as you can tell, I'm a little under the weather myself. maybe I took a dram of poison or two from the local apothecary, and that's why I'm so grouchy about Romeo and Juliet. Complete works of William Shakespeare, as told by me, Kevin S. Hannah.